Bear Podcast 442.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white.
Matt Bear Problem.
Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes.
And that's Dave.
And Dave is over here. I can't see him in the camera. He's in the background right now. So this is episode 442, and it's the weekend. It's the week of November 5, and it's actually the week of elections.
That's right. Election of tomorrow. Go vote.
Go vote.
By the time you vote, hear this. I hope you voted. But if not, don't bitch.
So, tomorrow we're recording this. By the time you guys watch this or even listen to this, it's going to be like Thursday or so. It's going to be, we already have a president by then.
Hopefully the right one.
Hopefully the right one.
So Maynard.
Yes.
You had a pretty busy weekend. What'd you do this weekend?
Yes, it's been a very busy weekend. It's actually Friday, Saturday, just geeked out, just staying home and everything. But then Saturday we got busy because we went to Barracuda. We got to go to Barracuda. I hanged out with Mike and Mark. Oh, that's right. Shout out Mike and Mark. So we ate at the Barnaby's. You were out. I had a
birthday dinner.
Yeah. They had a birthday dinner. We should have gone out. But yeah, so we went there and we ate at the at Barnaby's, me and Mike, Mark, and then we hanged out there. We were early at the bar. We went to eat to the Eagle at 9 o'clock. It was so early. We're the ones who opened the bar.
And a guy in a jock.
That's right. Yes. That's oh my it. God, there's a guy in a jock. They should not be wearing a jock all around.
Wearing the jocks.
And then I got a whoof from a growler from a guy. I don't like him. He's kind of scary. You know? I don't want to reply. But he was there right 5 feet from me. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, I'm not saying anything, but it kind of sounds like that. You're so mean.
Wasn't the guy with the 10-inch
so
cock.
Pretty.
But I heard.
It wasn't the guy with the 10-inch cock.
I think he's got a 10-inch cock. Yeah,
is it the same guy?
I think so. Clean shaven.
Is it the little skinny guy?
Yeah, he's kind of chaser guy. Kind of shorter.
And he's a top, and he's into BDSM.
Is he really?
Oh, a lot more about him than we do.
Wait a second, Ray.
I know who you'll be talking about. I know who you'll be talking
Ray.
About. Nothing's going on there. No.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's good.
I'll take your word for it.
I banned like.
But he does have a really big cock, I will say that.
I've banned maybe two people ever on Growler and Bear 411. I think he's one of them.
Oh, you banned him. Okay.
Yeah. Although he's back with a different profile.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's Barracuda. I didn't stay too long. I stayed until 11, I think 11:30. You left before we left. I left.
Yeah. Because I think we left about a little after 11 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't find you. He was all over the place. Every time I tried to talk to Maynard, he was talking to somebody else. He'd have no time for me.
Because it was like a reunion. Going to a leather bar as a reunion is funny. It's like a reunion. You see everybody, all your friends whom you haven't seen for probably months or weeks, and you see them there.
Well, it was pretty packed.
Like Shahram, I haven't seen him for months. He's always been going to Turkey, somewhere to Istanbul, or I don't know.
Do you know what happened when we tried to find him? Do you know how we got lost? Remember we were walking outside to go find him, and you went left by the guy with the jock, and I didn't want to walk near him.
Oh,
I went right, and I lost you, and then I bumped into Young and Paul, and I hung out with them, and I didn't see you again for
that's
another
that's not
like,
Young.
Hour.
That's Young Bieber.
Young Bieber. Young Bieber.
That haircut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah,
I really enjoyed Barracuda. The only thing that bothered me was that freaking that smoke.
Oh, the smoke.
Yeah. You know, not from some cigarette, reason, but from the smoke machine.
The smoke machine, it's, I feel like there's some dust in your eyes.
That's when my allergies are all
jet. Is that why you're sniffling right now?
I've been drinking. I still can't hear out of my left ear all the way.
What?
I know.
What?
Well, it was really loud in there.
Well, it was a dance party.
I know, but it was so, so loud.
I wish I had that ear plug. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of rewind from last Wednesday.
Oh, last Wednesday? Oh,
yeah.
When you were all psycho?
Yes, we're all psycho. What happened?
Today we're all psycho. We went to the Miller Outdoor Theater and saw Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, which was very interesting. There was a very mixed crowd there. A lot of yuppies, I'd guess to say, the 20 to 30-year-olds hanging out, drinking their wine, or whatever else I could find to suck on and slurp down and we all brought something and had a picnic and everything and watched the show. But it was very interesting watching the show of the people, because Psycho has always been a very interesting movie to me, because I've always saw it as kind of a gay movie, the way some of the stuff happened.
Why would it be gay?
Well, it's just because of the whole Norman Bates character, his whole issues with
women.
Yeah,
I think he's kind of gay too.
And
mommy issues.
And mommy issues and all that kind of thing.
Oh,
that he was, you know, that he was gay and the whole way it ended and stuff. But just some of the lines in there are hilarious.
I know.
And they got, and some of the stuff that you know, people just laughed their ass off, and it's supposed to be a horror movie.
Yeah, I was laughing most of the time.
I laughed too. I had to say, like, I hadn't seen it in a while, and parts of that movie struck me as very funny.
I know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with your assessment.
It's funny. It's yeah. But it gave you nightmares when you were a kid?
No, they didn't give me nightmares, but that used to be, you watch that now and you think that used to be the scariest movie up until the 70s. Jennifer Lee? Yeah. Who played the Jennifer Jason Leigh?
Which one is she?
The lead lady.
Oh, the lead lady.
Jennifer
okay.
Jason. Is it? No, it's
Jennifer Jason.
No, it's Jennifer Lee.
It's not Jennifer Lee. It's
Don't make me Google it.
What's her name? Crap, I can't remember.
It is Lee. It's something.
What's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis's mama.
Right.
So
Jennifer Jason Curtis. Okay.
No, it wasn't Curtis, because she never changed names.
Oh, okay.
Heard Tony Curtis and stayed married too long, I don't think.
Anyway, so what
so anyway,
happened?
Vivian Leigh.
Vivian Leigh.
That's
okay.
Right. So, but anyway, it's interesting bringing. And also this month on HBO, they've been playing the movie The Girl, which is a take on Alfred Hitchcock making Tippi Hedren a movie star, which is The Birds and Marnie, which is considered one of his best movies ever. Mm-hmm. And now I notice there's actually a Hitchcock movie coming out with Anthony Hopkins playing Hitchcock.
Oh, that's right. I saw a preview. Yeah.
Because he had a very weird. Oh, he was a demented old man. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, watch that. So.
Okay, what else happened, Ray?
Went to Texas Renaissance Festival Saturday. Got rained on.
Oh, really?
It was Greek Day. So, but I know they advertised it Greek Day, but it was more like Greek Douchebag Day.
Oh, really? Why?
And there's just all these frat boys here, and you can tell they're just douches. They're just, there's a bunch of assholes.
Douchebag.
I mean, they're good-looking assholes, but you can look at them and say,
they're good-looking assholes.
You can look at them and say, douchebag. Okay.
Look at that asshole. It's a good-looking asshole.
Time. I mean, even though it rained, it was a pretty good time. So, come back, and we went to Barracuda Saturday night.
Oh, yeah,
so,
okay.
And my friend Philip in town. So, it was all good.
Hey, Philip. Hey.
Hey, Philip. Hey. So, it was good. Mm-hmm. And then, last night, the ultimate.
The ultimate.
Walking Dead. Since I didn't get to go see P-Lander see because Maynard got me tickets to a concert that started at 11 p.m. at night.
Well, the doors open at 8, but then the band we're trying to watch, P-Lander Z, starts at 11. So Ray couldn't handle it.
Okay. Are you going to spoil Walking Dead for everyone on the podcast?
Yes, I am going to spoil Walking Dead for
everyone. Let's see how Ray spoils
it. I posted on Facebook last night. I watched last night's episode of Walking Dead. I was so touched and moved by it that I actually posted something on Facebook. and I got my ass chewed out by everybody.
You
and I didn't post everything that happened in the episode.
But that was enough to spoil it. Let's read this here. Okay.
There was a lot more that went on in that episode than that. But I know that what happened was like hit me so hard because I wasn't expecting that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It did not get. That's not how it happened in the comic book, and I figured they might change it some, but I did not see that coming.
Oh yeah,
what they had to do. So,
well, I will tell you what really happened.
No, I don't want to. I'll watch it later.
Watch it first, and then. Okay, here's some.
Comments. So here's a little spoiler for those who have not watched it yet. So you might want to fast forward. But it's nothing that we had posted on Facebook. Everybody's bit my butt off about. So.
Okay. I want to read here something Don says. Oh, you bastard! I have a DVR! No! And then Dave says, thanks, jackass. Some of us were working and have it on DVR. You asked
what
really
was
got
my post? What did I post? What did I post?
Well,
read what I posted.
RIP this person who's in the show. So you kind of spoiled it.
Character in the show.
You kind of spoiled it. What do you guys say about Ray spoiling movies or TV shows? We always do that anyway, right?
I know, but Ray.
But how often do I
Ray
post
Ray hates when we do that to him. He's always supposed to You post status updates on Facebook all the time that say, "Don't say anything about this. I haven't seen it yet. It's on my DVR."
So
right.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, then
but how often do I post about shows?
Not very often.
Not so much.
It's very rare that I post about shows, and it moved me so much that I had to say something.
Yeah.
And then I got chewed up.
My problem is somebody
threatened to defriend me, and I was like, well, defriend me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
My problem is I have certain friends that I have starred. They're like the ones that, and I get your SAS updates in my, you know, it gets sent to me when you post something. So I'm like, I couldn't even avoid it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sorry, but the show moved me so much that I had to say something.
Right. Okay.
And I like the way the show went with this. It made more sense than it did the way they did it in the comic book. But, you know, I posted last night, I said, if you've read the comic books, you know they all die and become zombies. What's the big deal?
Well, it's the journey. It's not the destination of being a zombie. It's the journey towards being a zombie.
See, I didn't post about
this,
people.
You just blew it for me again. I figured eventually they win.
No.
No. Anyway, we're like,
wait for about two more seasons, and one of the characters that you think would never die dies.
Probably. Anyway, all right. So let's go on with the show, Ray. So enough of our weekend updates. So
now we got an interview with Bear Underground.
Yes, that's right. We talked to Ian,
not Ian, but Ian.
But Ian from Bear Underground. Check out the website at bearunderground.net, and here's our interview with Ian. Welcome to Bear Podcast, everyone. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And joining us today is Ian from Bear Underground.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to welcome to the show. So, we're here, and we're going to talk about bearunderground.net. That's the website, right?
Yeah. That it is.
Yeah, that's right. And, so, first of all, where are you based, by the way?
We're actually, my partner and I live out here in Denver. So, we're just a little bit kind of on the edge of the city, but, you know, work downtown as well. So kind of, you know, really here in the Denver, you know, community. And that's where our site is, is based out of. You know, it's hosted here actually at my job, here downtown. So so we're pretty centrally located and everything. So.
All away from all the
fires,
storms and flooding in New Jersey and
thankfully we don't get a whole lot out here. I mean, the worst we'll get is, you know, maybe a blizzard or occasionally a forest fire up in the mountains, but no hurricanes or anything here.
That's one city I haven't been. I've never been to Denver. I've never been to anywhere in Colorado. And I heard that there's so many beautiful things to see there.
Oh, there is. I mean, and I, I mean, I've been here pretty much my whole life, and I just absolutely love it here. You know, I mean, just you know, the views we get. I mean, pretty much from anywhere in town, you can see the mountains, and it's just absolutely incredible to see. And you know, I mean, going up in the mountains, and you know, I mean, there's just so many, you know, places to go. You know, here in Colorado, and so much, you know, beautiful scenery. It's just amazing out here. I love it. So,
yeah, Ray, have you been to Denver before?
No.
Never been also?
I don't think I've ever been to Colorado.
How's the bear group there? Tell us about the bear group a bit.
No, they're pretty good. We've got the Front Range Bears as the official club out here. Pretty decent membership. You know, they do, you know, a bunch of events around, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, and then they, you know, have our big, you know, bear run, Octo Bear Fest, which is typically beginning of October.
I heard about
out
that.
Here. And then, you know, we've got a, you know, pretty dedicated bear bar out here, the Denver Wrangler. They're a pretty good crowd there usually, and a lot of friendly guys and stuff. So, it's
I was told that I need to go on Sunday nights. I said I was told I should go to the Wrangler on Sunday nights. It was about my speed.
Yeah, oh, really? On Sundays they do their beer bus, so it's, you know, you pay like, what is it, like $7 for all you can drink beer for 4 hours. So that usually draws a crowd.
Yeah. Well, okay. One of these days we gotta go. I want to visit Denver one of these days. There's one of the states.
You guys should come.
I haven't been to. Yeah. So okay, we're gonna talk about Bear Underground. Okay, you started this a couple of years ago. I think 2 years ago, right? Is that right?
Yeah, it's just over 2 years. We officially launched it October 1st, 2010. So that's when it went public. So we've been up a little over 2 years now.
Okay, so what inspired you to do this, to create Bear Underground?
You know, it's actually kind of a funny story because, you know, my partner and I, we actually both work in the web development field. We work for a web design company
good.
In Denver. And, you know, for the longest time, we kind of joked about it, you know, because, you know, I mean, you know, everybody's on Bear 411 and everybody hates Bear 411.
You know? Oh, you know, yes, I know very much because I have my own beef with the Greg there. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we've all got beefs with Greg. but, you know, so we kind of, you know, lose periodically, you know, just joked with like, oh, you know, hey, we should start our own bear site, blah, 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 you know, and then. You know, and then, you know, like Bear City came up, you know, and that was a great site. We were, you know, kind of both on there and really kind of getting into all that. And then unfortunately, you know, they ended up closing down a few years ago. And, you know, really after that all happened, you know, we kind of really looked at each other and were like, you know, why don't we give it a shot? Why don't we, you know, just, you know, give it a try and see what we can come up with. And, you know, that's kind of really, you know, where it started. And, you know, we really kind of began putting together ideas and doing some design concepts and everything that January. So, you know, really right after Bear City, you know, went dark. And, you know, spent, you know, most of the rest of that year just kind of working on it, building it, you know, getting our initial, you know, feature set and everything together. And
But, you know, you mentioned Bear City. It was really big back then. I know the owner back then, David, but he just, yeah, you're right, just became quiet. Remember the thing? Bear City used to sponsor Bear Watch.
Yep.
Yeah, used to sponsor us here in Houston. So, okay, yeah, go ahead. So that was around when Bear City closed down. That was 2 years ago. And so what else happened?
Yeah, I mean, really just kind of beyond that, you know, worked with, you know, a few of my friends and, you know, kind of tested out stuff and, you know, kind of got our initial, you know, our initial launch together and, you know, went public with that on, you know, in October.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Definitely a much more basic experience than what we have now. We've certainly added on quite a bit over the last couple of years and really expanded and refined things.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so it's funny. I was talking to Buck Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago. Is he a good friend of yours? He's he chatted me up and he's
I've kind of chatted with him off and on, you know, for a little while. He's a really nice guy. Yeah. So
yeah, he told us to, you know, check out Bear Underground. I really love it. I checked it out and I even signed up and I really like the interface. It's very Web 2.0. Very nice. It's very, very clean. And it's got so many features. Okay, so why would you tell the audience what makes this different from other chat sites?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we've got a few different things. You know, I mean, we've certainly got quite a bit more functionality, I think, overall than a lot of a lot of the other online communities out there. There's quite a few different things to do, for people that like to interact with members and in different ways and are looking for to get different things out of a site like this. But I mean, really beyond that, I think some of the stuff that really sets us apart is the community that we've got. And we've got a lot of really great guys that are just, really friendly and, great to chat with. And it's, really just a great experience, getting to know everybody and interacting with everybody. And, really overall, we just try to provide a, really friendly, environment for, for the community to interact. On top of that, I really think one of the things that we really excel at, I mean, honestly, is our customer service too. Both myself and my partner are on our site all the time. We interact with all of our members, and we're constantly using the site just like everybody else does. And I'm always really responsive. If somebody has a question about something or has an issue with something, I actually. Even a couple of weeks ago, one of our members was having problems getting logged in, and I ended up actually giving him a call on the phone and walked him through. Over the phone, and I'm just always willing to to help out where I can, and just listen to the feedback we get from our community, and just really do what I can to to provide the best experience and the best environment. That we can for our people, and I think that really stands us out. Everybody can have a feature and have a profile and have a chat room and have a mobile site and this and that, and I think we do a great job with the features and functionality that we have. But I mean, really, it's about the community and the people that are there. And
well, speaking of community, so what I did see there are the groups. You can create groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually something we brought on, just a couple months ago, so it's still kind of getting its legs going and everything. But yeah, we've got quite a few of those started already, and our members are really kind of taking and running with those. We've got some really cool ones. There's one guy runs that it's called Bears in the Kitchen, and everybody in there is always sharing recipes and. And all kinds of different cooking tips and everything all over the place. We've also got the typical ones where every day someone's posting up nude bear photos and those kind of things. So there's a little something for everybody there, and that's something that anybody can come in and they can create a group and do whatever they want with it. So.
Yeah, there's something you should do there. We should create a group for bear podcast. Naked bear
pics? Yeah, you guys definitely can.
I got plenty of naked narc pics I can post.
Really? My pics? I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought you should do that. So do you guys have a mobile app yet for the iPhone, Android market?
We don't have an actual official app yet. That's something coming down the road. However, we do actually have our website is fully mobile optimized. You actually just use the same URL you do for the desktop site on your mobile phone, and it'll automatically load the streamlined interface.
I checked it out. It's really awesome. It's very clean. For a web app, yes, it's very clean. I love it. I really like the web app.
I'm really proud of it personally. We really put a lot of effort into making that the best experience that I can. A lot of the a lot of the other sites out there have mobile site, Bear 411, Bear WW, etc. A lot of them are just really stripped down and basic and clunky and hard to use. And when I was working with our mobile app, I really wanted to make it easy to use and, as functional as I could. And, originally when we launched it back with the site, it was pretty much just the profiles and the messaging. And, but really since then I've, really taken and run with it. And, actually as of last month, I would say probably about 90% feature parity with the full desktop site. So you can actually register on the mobile. You can edit your profile and upload photos from the mobile site.
Oh, you can upload on the mobile site?
Yes, you can.
Really?
For iPhone, you do need to have iOS 6 because they didn't add support to the browser.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that's a big problem with iOS 5. And you can upload pictures now. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, as long as you have iOS 6 or if you're on on Android, you can upload photos. But everything else is on there. We've got the full profiles. All of the data in the profiles are there. It's not like where you only get like one picture and like no bio. The full information's there. The groups are there. The event listings, the resource listings, even our chat rooms are available on the mobile device. Obviously you don't get get the webcam part of it. It's text only, but. But you can still, get it.
Well, if you webcam, that's when you Skype or FaceTime already, right?
If you're on a mobile phone and you want to do that,
you might as well. You're in the mobile phone already.
Pretty much we've got everything except for the discussion forums available on our mobile site. And, it's something that was really important to me to make sure that we could provide as much of the experience as we could, to our members, regardless of where they're at, whether they're at home or, they're out on the road and wanting to check in with the community. So.
So did y'all have a team of developers, or was it just you and your partner, or did y'all con some friends into helping out? Or?
No, it's actually just me and my partner. I actually do most of the design and the development myself. Phil helps me run the site. He's a developer as well, but he kind of more helps with management and those kind of things currently, and everything there. But yeah, the site's 100% built by us. We don't have to pay a development team or any of that kind of thing. It's just been a lot of our time.
Yeah, that's awesome. God, your site really inspires me. It's really good. How about Bear Runs? Don't you guys? I've seen pictures of you on Bear Runs. I think you have a booth.
We've done a couple things. The last 2 years, we were actually sponsors for and attended Camp Bear in Tennessee, over at Timberfell Lodge. There, it is a bit of a smaller event, about 300-400 people, we were able to to attend those. Those are really the only actual Bear Runs we've been to currently. It's been kind of a combination of, between finances and, time off from work.
as far as
getting to places. Some of the other pictures you've probably seen, we did actually this year, we had a booth actually at the Denver Wrangler for Pride. That's probably the photos that you were referencing. So that was pretty nice to get out there and really kind of show everything to the to the crowd that there. So
okay. So all right. So I guess we should direct our audience here that the website to check out this chat site is it's bearunderground.net. So we'll put the links on the website for people to check out.
Great.
Okay. So we're gonna go personal on you because this is now the Wolf with a Bear portion of our show.
Okay.
Wolf with a Bear. So you go by IDA. How do you say this? IDog IK?
Yeah, that would be it. I guess it's kind of one of those things. Some friends of mine in high school gave me the nickname IDog. And mostly
iDog.
It was a joke because, I'm kind of I'm honestly actually a really, kind of shy, closed up, not really go out there, kind of person. And so they thought it was all funny to, give me a crazy nickname like that. And then the IK is just my initials. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kind of pulled together from that. So.
Yeah. So you've been with your partner for 8 years. Wow. Where did you guys meet?
Oh, geez. We actually met on gay.com way back in the day.
Wow. Gay.com.
Oh my God.
That's a long time ago. Gay.com.
Yeah. And it was quite a bit of a different site back then. We chatted on there for, couple months and, chatted online and chatted on the phone. And then we just kind of decided to, meet up at the park one day. You know, actually, just as friends.
Meet up at
the
park.
We weren't even talking about dating. We just we're gonna meet up with a couple of my friends and
hang out
and
grab a beer. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. We met at the park at 1 p.m. We stayed there until probably about 9, just sitting and talking, walking around the park. Then we went out to the Wrangler. It was probably one of the first few times I'd been out to the bar. We closed the bar. this was on a Saturday night. And then we got together the next day for Beer Bust. I think we closed. Did we close the bar? Yeah, we closed the bar the next day. you know, and mind you, both of us had to work the next day. You know.
And then you went out for lunch the next day. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, we, but yeah, no, I mean, it was literally one of those things that, I mean, we weren't even talking about dating or anything, but we, you know, we met and we've been together ever since.
Oh.
So how long before the U-Haul
show? It's been great.
Up.
I mean, honestly, I tell people, you know, I mean, really, it has been the best 8 years of my life, and I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Ray has a question.
Yeah. Ian, how long before the U-Haul showed up?
Oh, jeez. Phil was just telling me. Yeah, it was about 6 months before we kind of officially
ended
together. We dated a little bit for a couple weeks. I was actually living with my parents at the time. He had an apartment. I actually kind of slowly started staying over there more and more and more. And then I think, you know, about 6 months in, I kind of officially moved all my stuff in there. And then we ended up a few months later actually getting a larger apartment, you know, together, you know, as an us apartment, you know, kind of thing. So.
And it's all in Denver. Wow, that's awesome. Wow. Anyway, so, well, I guess I should, I really appreciate you being in the show. Telling us about a little bit of background about you and your partner. His name is Phil, right? Phil?
Yes.
Okay, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil. Okay. And of course, we're going to redirect our audience to the website, bearunderground.net, so they can check out and probably create a profile and everything. How many people do you have there now? How many users?
Oh, let's see. We are currently up to, our current count is 6,188. And that's been growing daily. We've actually, amazingly enough, since the day that we launched, we have actually not had a single day without new members joining, which, I mean, is I think, amazing, especially when you hear some of these, you know, where they sometimes have a hard time, you know, getting going. But no, we've had new members every single day, and, you know, it's just continually growing, so.
Yeah. So, okay, so more power to you, and... thank you so much for being in the show.
Oh, thank you guys.
So everybody out there, check out bearunderground.net. Thank you, Ian, for being in the show. Thank you for sharing us Bear Underground. So everybody out there, check out bearunderground.net. And I set up a profile there. You should check it out too. It's very
funny. When you sent stuff to that, I didn't have a chance. I've been busy nonstop since last week.
Mm-hmm.
So... right. I just barely had time to watch Walking Dead last night and see that Blaine died. So.
Who died? No! Anyway, okay, let's move on to our show.
The gay.
The geek.
The bizarre.
The bizarre. Okay. So is this yours or is this me?
I'll do God. The fact remains that God intended marriage to be between one man and one woman, and we have no right to redefine marriage. That's how Representative David Johnson, a Republican, and Eddington is justifying his opposition to marriage equality in Maine. Question one, a referendum that would allow Maine-based lesbian, gay, and bisexual and transgender couples to tie the knot would appear on the November 6th ballot. In a post on the Protect Marriage Maine website, Johnson drew on the memory of his gay brother who died of cancer in April. He clarifying his opposition. I miss my brother and say stay in contact with his partner because I love them both and know that many other gay couples and love them dearly as well. He noted, it has taken me a while, but I finally figured out that God's plan is better than man's plan in all aspects of life. He constructed marriage. this way for a reason. Numerous studies confirm this, showing that kids do much better when raised by their married mother and father. And if I remember correctly, the American Psychology has done the same study, and there's no difference between two gay parents or two straight parents.
Well, since you...
As long as there's two parents there.
Yeah. So there was a choice between this and the Justin Bieber one. But yeah. We picked
this one. I want to do Justin Bieber, the life-size Justin Bieber sex toy doll,
yeah.
Which is now on my Christmas list. I had the picture posted on Facebook in a little bit.
Right.
So hopefully I won't spoil that for anybody else.
That scares me, Ray. It scares me. But anyway, so I wanted to feature this. It made me choose which one because Mike and I were supposed to get married in Maine.
Not anymore.
No, that was the plan before. That was the plan before. If this did pass when election comes, because but of course we couldn't wait, so we had to do it in.
I know it would have been 10 years. Y'all couldn't wait another 6 months. God forbid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
yeah, and the way this guy says, God does forbid it. So
mm-hmm. That's right. Anyway, okay, let's move on to the geek. This affects all of us. Yes. All of us geeks. All of us movie films. Fans. Disney buys Lucasfilms for $4 billion. Only? Should be more, isn't it? Anyway, so this has been around since last week. I think we did the show already and this came
they
out.
They only bought Lucasfilms now, remember this. They didn't buy all of Lucas's stuff, just Lucasfilms.
So what does that mean? How about the other franchises?
The special effects division?
The Skywalker Studios.
And stuff. They didn't buy all that. They just bought They wanted the rights to Star Wars. That's what they wanted.
I mean, that's enough. Okay. All right. So Luke Skywalker and Han Solo are joining the Mickey Mouse, Buzz Lightyear, and Iron Man in Disney's roster of heroes. Disney's buying Lucasfilm for $4 billion, adding the legendary Star Wars franchise to the entertainment giant's stable of characters. So that means Princess Leia is now a princess now, right?
She's a princess.
She's a princess, right? She's going to be...
Next year, they'll be showing up on Once Upon a Time.
Oh!
You need to flash up that picture that they had. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah,
all
dude.
The princesses.
And yeah, I saw that.
And it's like Princess Leia go, fuck this.
Okay, so Lucasfilm is 100% owned by founder George Lucas. So the purchase culminates a 1.5-year pursuit of the Lucas Empire, Disney's CEO said. Lucas, who receives 40 million Disney shares from the deal, will be the second largest non-institutional shareholder of Disney. And Bloomberg News says, behind the trust of deceased Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, the 68-year-old Lucas will serve as a creative consultant, but plans to retire.
But he's already retired from the other Lucas stuff. He stepped down a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well, he just wants to be a consultant now, I guess. This is just the same way as...
he wants to raise his kids. Yeah.
That's right. So you're going to be seeing cartoons of Mickey Mouse being a Jedi and stuff like that.
Yeah, he'll show up on the Clone Wars.
Clown Wars?
Clone Wars.
Oh, Clone Wars, okay.
Yeah, we're not talking about Julio and his fight.
His fetish. Okay, so that's a story from USA Today. So, okay, let's just talk about this a bit. So, they already have planned episode 7, 2015.
We don't know what episode 7 is yet. Are they picking up with what happened after the battle? Are they going in a whole different direction with it? Because, you know, there's all the Kevin Dean Anderson stories and all the stuff that came out about
Timothy Zahn.
Timothy Zahn, all those that came out. Are they going to pick any of those? And I don't think they got that when they bought the Lucasfilms. They just got access to the movie rights.
Yeah.
So I don't think they got all the books. Well, but I don't know exactly how it's worded.
I think the books, when they were made, they just wanted to continue the canon of, you know, they wanted to be consistent with the canon. But not necessarily the movie.
But if they do continue with the Star Wars franchise as is, with Luke and Leia and all that whole stuff, they'll be recasting. Have you seen Carrie Fisher?
They have to recast because Carrie Fisher.
She can't be wearing that. She looks more like Jabba the Hutt than she does Princess in that slave costume. So,
yes, she's pretty big now.
So, but it would
she's
be
pretty funny though.
Yeah, but it would be interesting to see them play bit parts in the future movies.
Yeah, should be interesting.
So, Mark Hamill could come back and play Darth Vader.
Yeah. Did you know Mark Hamill was in a TV show in The Flash as the prankster. Did you ever watch The Flash before?
That's a long time ago.
He did. Last time I saw Mark Hamill, he was on...
The Guyver.
No, he was on... He played himself in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, he was in that. And he was also on some little sci-fi TV show for a while there. He might have had a bit part. And he's done a bunch of cheesy sci-fi movies. So, but nothing serious.
Yeah, nothing serious. It's a, he's still racking up money, I guess.
Voiceover.
Those.
Yeah, I think there's both voiceover work and stuff. So.
Okay. So, what do you guys think? Let us know about, what do you think of the upcoming Star Wars 7?
I look forward to it because George Lucas is not writing
it. He's not writing it. You know, because that's the problem. George Lucas just rehashes everything. What is it? Digitize this. Make it 3D. Make it HD. But the same movie. I mean, he has to move on. He has to create more, but he didn't. So.
Well, he always said that once the six movies were done, that was it. He wanted the Skywalker clan. That would be it in the Star Wars universe for them. That if anything else were done, it'd be a total take on something else.
They should have just done the way. Joss Whedon did with the Cabin in the Woods. Kill them all! It's done. No sequels. Yeah. Right. Anyway, okay, so let's move on to the bizarre. I picked this. Actually, I already bookmarked this and everything last week and everything, and then it got talked about in the Distorted View.
Well, this is one ugly story.
Oh, yeah, it is very ugly. So you want to take this? Or
I can say it.
Okay, it's pretty short.
All right, this bizarre. Chinese man sues wife. Wins after an incredibly ugly baby is born.
So mean. Okay.
You know, gosh, messed up them Chinese people. No offense.
Okay.
A man from northern China who divorced and sued his wife earlier this year for being ugly has recently won the lawsuit, according to a report from PlanetIvy.com.
You're so ugly. I'm going to sue you. Okay.
Fing said his issues with his wife's looks only began after the couple's daughter was born. Fing was appalled by the child's appearance, calling her incredibly ugly, and that saying she resembled neither one of her parents. Well, that being the case, Fing instantly accused his wife of cheating. It was at that point his wife, who has not been named, came forward saying she had spent $100,000 on intense plastic surgeries to drastically change her appearance before she met Fing. She never told Fing about those surgeries. When Fing found out about the procedures, he filed a lawsuit. He said the woman convinced him to marry her under false pretenses. The judge agreed, awarding Fing $120,000.
Wow, that is
so. Maybe Mrs. Fing was a man.
No, how did she have the baby?
It's China. They got all kind of shit over there.
Ray at Bear Podcast.
Where's that guy that was pregnant from? He was Asian, wasn't he?
Yeah, but not in China. I think it was in the Philippines. I'm not sure.
So,
or Thailand. I know. So
she could have been hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Had the sex change to be a full
but
woman.
You know, how could a father do that? Oh, my baby's incredibly ugly, and I'm going to sue you. I mean,
I know. Most fathers like yours just tie a pork chop around your neck.
Yeah. But he has a point, maybe, to feel that way. I'm just saying that I could understand that he would feel that way. That if the baby doesn't look anything like your mother or you, what would you say? I mean, right?
All I got to say, if he couldn't tell his wife it had a bunch of major plastic surgery, he had to be blind.
He had to be blind. Maybe he's blind. Or he just...
The guys that have the sex changes that are Asian, it's hard to tell on some of them, though.
Oh, yeah.
They don't all look like Octomom.
They don't look like Octomom.
So.
Yep. So, sad story in China. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
So, anyway, to the mom, if you're watching the show, take your baby when she gets old enough and tie a pork chop around the neck and the dogs will play with her. That way she won't be alone.
Some guy in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
All right, so let's move on. We have audience comments. Lots of them, actually. Let's go to episode 441. Or should we just stay from the beginning? Okay. From episode 441, Halloween parties, Voodoo Fest, and Hurricane Sandy. I hope you are having a great start of the week. He says it's a great video. It says from Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
And episode 440, Brad Palooza's 10th anniversary interview with Freddie Freeman. This is for you, Ray.
Yeah, that's it.
Ray, I would be glad to chase you anytime you want. Thank you guys for everything. From Jay.
Which Jay is this?
Jay Freeman.
I think it's Jay.
Yeah. All right, so next.
Hey, Jay.
So episode 439, Haunted House, Gay Men Can Have Babies. This is for you again, Ray. Stop being so soft. Sinister was mostly boring, according to E.G.O.J.O. I.G.O.J.O., I think that's how you'd say it. But yeah, you were scared of shit watching Sinister?
I wasn't scared of shit. I just didn't like the content of the where it went with the whole children murdering the family. Oh, I'm giving spoilers again.
Spoilers again, Ray.
I just don't like that type. Slasher movies I'm fine with. You know, you go to the campsite, you start having sex, you lose your virginity, you die.
Okay. Wow.
I'm okay with that.
So you're weird, Ray. Okay, so the last one here is actually from Making Faces 2008. It's a comment. It's actually a serious one. He says, I rarely comment on videos, but I think that the gay community... Okay, this is a comment on my video from 2009. It's an old one. It's NAGA, Gay World Series in Milwaukee. NAGAA, National Something Athletics Alliance. So he says here, I rarely comment on videos, but I think that the gay community is full of hypocrisy. Interesting. If these men are comfortable with their size and facial and body hair, so be it. I am happy for anybody who is fully accepting of themselves. But to call them unhealthy for being their size is hypocritical because there are muscle-bound men in our community killing themselves with steroids and drugs.
I know there were several at the Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Oh, is there really? So where is the public damnation of these so-called men? Masculinity should not parrot the heterosexual definition. I don't know how to comment on this because it's such
All I got to say, at RenFest this weekend, there were some men who were way into their late 50s that were more pumped up than some 20-year-old guys I see. And that's not natural. I don't care how much you work out, it is not natural.
Is it gay?
I don't care how much Jack Lance worked you out, that it just was not natural. Even he wasn't that big at that age. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So, yeah, thank you, Making Faces 2008. I don't know if he's a bear or admirer even. I'm not sure. All right, shout-outs. Oh, these are your shout-outs, right?
No, this is Dave's shout-out because he finally got to meet my tire guy.
The tire guy.
Scotty was at the Eagle this weekend.
I got to meet Scotty, too.
Yeah. So
that's good sleuth work, I thought, to figure out he was your tire guy.
You're the tire guy.
He ferreted that out.
He's the tired guy or tire guy?
Tire guy. The guy that hit me with my battery, actually.
Oh, okay.
Good. At the tire place, so. And then, of course, the boy Philip, who came up this weekend, had a great time with it. So.
Hey, Philip. Hey. Wow. Okay. This is a long show. It's a very long show.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay and Freddie. They're getting married this week.
Oh, that's right. It's coming Sunday. Yeah. So shout out to Jay and Freddie Freeman. They're gonna get married during the Bearpalooza celebration this coming weekend, and we're gonna miss it. Oh, by the way, we're sponsoring parts of it. We are giving out an iPod Shuffle there at the Bearpalooza event this coming weekend. Also, 2 Bear Watch registrations. So, check out bearpalooza.com.
Registration only.
Registration. No lodging, no airfare. Sure. Okay, just the registration.
Right.
Yeah. Find out how you get here. Just right. Get there if you can. You know that song?
Hit the road, Jack.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess that's it. That's the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
That's right. Don't post it on my Facebook page. Like, send it to Maynard so he can put it on the show. Yes. Crucify me with it. Are you feeling good? It's a voicemail. You can do it at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call. Leave us a message.
Yes, and play in the show. Subscribe via iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Okay,
alright. Oh, there's a dog. Get the dogs quiet here. Hang on.
Okay.
Just put them in the bedroom, Phil.
Oh, gross. Ah! Now you're gonna throw it to me, gross. Many wolves and many hugs. Nice belly.